Each year, we chat with Scottish Bally about their festive touring shows. Now, for blind and partially sighted people, they do come with audio description. So even if you've never been to a Bally before or thought about going to a Bally before, it's extremely accessible. Now, we get Emma Jane with us from Scottish Bally. What do you have for us this time?
We have something rather special. You may be familiar with the Cinderella story, but this is a really playful new production called Cinders. And there's a surprise in store every night. As with all Scottish Ballet narrative productions, it's really rich in terms of costume and set and choreography and characterisation. So it's so important that we provide audio description to try and convey this to our audiences.
I mean, audio description is, you know, it's a real specialist field to be a describer and to put together things like this. You know, people may be familiar with it from TV and cinema or theatre, maybe going as well. Ballet, as it was for me anyway, I've been to a couple of these shows. It's absolutely vital if you're blind because it helps paint that visual picture in your mind.
Absolutely. And I think as well with narrative productions, especially that are inspired by fairy tales, people often know the basic fairy tale, but quite often ballets like to experiment and try new characters and new elements to characters. So you can never go to a ballet really and think that you're going to know what to expect. It's a balancing act between describing what's going on stage and also leaving space for our audience to use their own imagination.
For people then who aren't familiar with ballet, what ways do you bring it alive to them? Because again, it's dance, there's all sorts of different moves as well. How do you convey that?
Well, it is a challenge because all ballets are very fast paced. The dancers are moving so quickly and every step really helps to tell the story. So you don't want to miss anything out. But on the same hand, you don't want to be talking constantly very quickly so people are taken away by that and not given a chance to enjoy the beautiful music as well. So we spend a lot of time in rehearsals watching the production and we try and be evocative in terms of our language and keep it in keeping with the choreography and the story.
What about chatting with people who come along as well? Do you get a chance to do that? We talk a lot about touch tours where people can perhaps meet some of the cast or the costumes, the props. I suppose, does that give you an opportunity to describe the dance moves themselves?
Touch tours, I think, are really vital to the overall experience. And we like to not just focus on the audio description, we like to think of it as an overall package that people can experience. So from the moment that you arrive at the theatre, you're being brought under the spell of the production. And we do the touch tours in the theatre, in the auditorium. We bring props and costumes and really choose carefully the elements that we feel are going to really enhance your experience. There's a load of detail in costumes and props, and often that detail is missed, even by sighted audiences too. So here's a little example.
Eros taps her on the shoulder. He puts Zeus's helmet on, mimics him playfully. He wafts his arms at the side of his body, blows kisses to her. The company gathers round as she takes her scarf belt off and drifts it through the air. They all move together. Step 1-2, step 1-2, step will change, taking them this way and that. Twisting hips, soft spins, first her, then them. Crossing feet, dipping down, flicking arms above them, soft sashaying of hips, looking over shoulder at the company. Step sliding back as she moves towards them. The men pick her up high into the air, body horizontal, parallel to the ground, kicking her legs up as they rotate her. On her back, on her front, placing her gently on the ground.
A great example of already described ballet there, EJ. But you don't do this alone.
No, we don't. It's very useful to have two people doing the audio description. We work together, we create the script together, and we work very much in collaboration. So it's myself and fellow co-describer Fiona Pedgrift that will be describing throughout the tour. And the first date is at the Theatre Royal in Glasgow on Saturday the 16th of December. From there, we move on to the Festival Theatre Edinburgh after the New Year. And the first audio described performance there is on Saturday, the 13th of January, 2024. We're also providing audio description at the Relaxed Performance at the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh. And that's on Thursday, the 18th of January. From there, it's moving on to His Majesty's Theatre Aberdeen with the audio-described performance on Saturday the 27th of January, and then the Eden Court Theatre Inverness on Saturday the 3rd of February, and then our final audio-described performance for Cinders is at the Theatre Royal Newcastle. And that's on Saturday the 10th of February.
Fantastic. Some great opportunities to catch the audio-described performance of Cinders. Now, if people would like to find out more about Scottish Ballet or the performance, EJ, or they may just have some questions to ask you about audio description, how do they get in touch?
Well, you can get in touch with Scottish Ballet by phone on 0141 331 2931. Or you can access the website www.scottishballet.co.uk.
EJ, have a great season. Lovely chatting with you once again. Let's hope more people do take up the opportunity, even to go for the very first time. And thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
A pleasure, Alan. Thank you for having me.